my part in the event that happened at the president's fundraiser is that we're friends with Naomi Pritchard, who organized this. And she's come to some of the collaborative events that my partner Annie Sprinkle and I have done, these collaborative wedding pieces that we do. And they're very much about art as life. And so she got inspired by coming to these meetings and or these performances and meeting people like Reverend Billy or, you know, hearing about the Yes Man. And Naomi's also quite a good artist in her own right. But, you know, she got into the collaborative aspect of our work and other people's work. And so she consulted with Annie and I when she got the idea to put together attending this fundraiser for President Barack Obama. And to actually raise the issue of Bradley Manning's treatment, which has been, his treatment's been pretty bad at the hands of the military, who's been holding him in prison for over a year. And so we wanted to just say something about that to the president. And so Naomi consulted with us, and we had relied on the legal team at one of our weddings, and we were able to recommend that she use the same legal team when we were doing this song for the president, because, you know, it's a very serious thing to interrupt a presidential speech at a presidential fundraiser. And so, you know, we really wanted to do it in a way that was not at all hostile, but in a way that would be more like a gift to the president. You know, we were doing something that we felt the president really needed to hear, and that he probably wasn't going to hear from most of his supporters at that breakfast. So we consulted with a really wonderful legal team, and that was my part. I was one of the singers in the actual event.
And how many singers were there total?
Well, there were anywhere between 10 and 13, but there were 21 of us that went to the fundraiser with Naomi.
Then what did the remaining people do, the eight odd or so odd people do that weren't singing?
They were there witnessing to make sure that if something went awry, for instance, if we got arrested or, you know, if something worse than that happened, that there would be someone there to actually witness that. So quite a few of those people were lawyers who were there with us, and they were really there as witnesses.